often most of us have gone through times we're ashamed of, times we're embarrassed, times we make mistakes, times that if we don't share these things together, we get tempted to think that we're alone in them, need to hide them, and are somehow not qualified to go after our dreams.
Jamie, it is like my biggest honor to have you back on the show again. Thank you so much for coming on.
Lori, I am excited. This episode is going to be fire, all things worthy. I'm very grateful to be here and thank you for having me.
So, you know, your last book was one of my favorites, truly. Mm-hmm. I've gifted it to many of my friends. And this next book is absolutely incredible. I know that we had chatted just briefly before and you were saying you feel like this is so much of your life's work, like has all come down to this book. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, believe it, my first book was really like my story of going from Denny's waitress to building a $1 billion business and all of that. And it was really kind of my journey of learning to believe in myself worthy. My new book, Worthy, is the playbook on how you can believe in you. So it's very tactical. It's like, it's, you know, over 20 tools packed in here on how to build unshakable self-worth. And, you know, for what I know for sure is whether it comes to your business, your success, your relationships, your net worth, like you name it, our self-worth is our ceiling. And I talk a lot about this in the book. And this is really the heart and soul of everything is that in life, we don't become what we want. We become what we believe we're worthy of. And, you know, for everyone listening with us right now, like when you think of every area of your life, your friendships, your relationships, your, you know, joy, your ambitions, your goals, your hopes, your dreams, you know, we don't soar to the level of our hopes and dreams. We stay stuck at the level of our self-worth and we don't rise to what we believe is possible. We fall to what we believe we're worthy of. Mm-hmm. And when first of all, for everyone listening right now, 80% of women don't believe they're enough right now. 73% of men feel inadequate and not enough. 75% of women deal with imposter syndrome. 91% of girls and women don't love their body. And when you fundamentally believe you're not enough, it is a lie. It is literally a lie. And, you know, I wrote Worthy to really, it's packed with how to unlearn all the lies that lead to self-doubt and ignite the truths that wake up worthiness. Because just talking about women for a minute, Lori, like the moment a woman learns to believe she is worthy, like that is the moment when future and past generations of her family change for the better, where all of a sudden, her relationship with herself and her joy, the unhealthy relationships that will come to an end, the ideas that will be birthed, the books that will be written, the businesses that will be launched, the ceilings that will be busted through, all because, you know, she learned to believe she's worthy of them. So for me, it is my life's greatest work. So much of my life, I thought if I achieved enough, then I'd finally feel enough. Only to achieve a whole lot of stuff and still not feel enough and not know why. And most of my life, I've confused self-confidence with self-worth. And both are very important and very valuable, but both are very different. Mm. And I, you know, am so passionate about this idea, donating 100% of the proceeds of Worthy, of the book. And I just really, I wrote this for every person who has some self-doubt to destroy and a destiny to fulfill. So very, very excited about it.
And, you know, I feel that in you. You're actually one of those people who I watch go into these different groups and these different rooms. And especially even when you think no one is watching and you breathe belief into people. And I think that that is so incredibly powerful to not only get that from other people, but I know that somebody can't breathe belief into another person until they've done that for themselves. And so I was going through the book and it's like, it's so incredible of how anywhere in anyone's journey right now, like, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you have a $100 million company or you haven't started anything yet. the blocks have always come down to this topic for me. Like, I can literally trace back all the times where it's like, whether you think you're not smart enough or you think you need, you know, different people in your network or a different strategy. That's not it at all, because the answers are always around us. It always has come down to, do we think we're worthy of asking that person for help? Do we think we're worthy of this goal? And I can literally trace it back to all those moments. So I know that this book is really going to change things for people, but you started with saying a couple things. And in your book, you say, no matter what you accomplish, you're still going to take you with you everywhere you go. And this related so much to me because of, you know, always striving after accomplishments. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah. For, you know, anyone listening to us right now, if you've ever had this like big goal or dream your whole life, right? And you thought, like, when I finally get it, then I'm going to feel happy and fulfilled and enough.
Have all the friends, the things.
Exactly. Yeah. All my problems will be solved. And for a lot of us, we've had that thing and multiple of them, right? For some of us, it's like, oh, when I finally get married or have kids, or when I finally get a certain number in my bank account, or I finally get that certain job title or fame or six pack abs, whatever it might be, right? We all have the things. And a lot of us work so, so, so hard, sometimes years, sometimes decades. And then, you know, for everyone listening, just to think of like one of those things you thought, right? When you finally get it, then, and then you actually get it. And then what happens? For most of us, we're happy for a while, sometimes a few months or weeks or hours. And before we know it, we're back to feeling like something's missing, like it's not enough. And so for most of us, our solution to that is like, oh, I just got to work harder. I just got to level up, next level. I got to achieve more. I got to take it to the next level. And while in that pursuit of all those things, it's really important because we're building self-confidence. We're building our skill set. We're growing. We're often contributing to something greater than ourselves, to other people. All those things are so important, but all of them are only multiplied by your level of self-worth to get your level of fulfillment in life. And just to kind of really quick, because this is going to be so big. And I know so many people listening, especially to your show, are ambitious. They feel like they're here on this earth with greatness inside of them to do great things, right? All the stuff. Okay. I had to accomplish things beyond my wildest dreams and still arrive at it all feeling deep down inside like I wasn't enough to even start to get this life lesson. And it is very recent for me that there is a massive difference between self-confidence and self-worth. And we are raised in a world, and again, they're both very valuable and important, but when you only have self-confidence and you've only done all the things to build self-confidence, but underneath it all, you do not have self-worth, you will sabotage things in your life. You will stay stuck, or best case, you'll get the things you hope for, but never feel like it's enough, never feel like you're enough. And so you need both. And we are in a world where everyone, including well-intended family and friends and every commercial on television and on our, you know, every ad on Instagram, everything tells us once you finally get the things, then you're going to be so happy. And all of those things build confidence. So self-confidence is really, really fast. If anyone's like, well, what's the difference? Because I thought they're the same forever. I confuse self-confidence with self-worth. Self-confidence is, while it's an internal trait, it is based on everything so much on the external, and our self-confidence fluctuates. It's fragile. So it's how we assess our own skills and abilities. It's our willingness to try and go for it. It's how we feel we stack up and compare to other people, how much of the world's definition of success we have, if we're winning or losing. You know, studies show the boxer who wins the fights automatically 30% more confident. So our confidence is fragile. It fluctuates. It's up, it's down, it's all over the place. Our self-worth is the deep internal knowing that we are worthy of love and belonging exactly as we are, not as our past and our past mistakes, not as how much we're achieving, not as anything outside, but exactly as we are. And they're both very different. And if you imagine self-confidence is like the house we're building with all the rooms and all the stories and all the artwork and all the things. That's the house we're building is our self-confidence, but our self-worth is the foundation that's underneath it all. And our house will only ever be as secure and as fulfilled and as enough as the foundation of self-worth below it. And there's a misconception amongst really ambitious people, and I'll consider you and me in that group. There is a misconception that, well, if I think I'm enough as I am, will I lose my ambition? Will I lose my edge? And it's actually the opposite. The stronger your self-worth, oh my gosh, the more ambitious you become. I am more hardworking and ambitious now than I've ever been. But actually building my own self-worth for the first time in my life has allowed me to enjoy the stuff I'm going after. Because here's the thing, when you have strong self-worth, you become more fearless because you know, okay, if I fall flat on my face, if I fail miserably, it might shake my confidence a little bit, but it cannot touch my self-worth. And you become so much more ambitious. So the two things are very different, and how someone might know if they're struggling with a self-worth issue right now, if they're like hearing about this for the first time going, oh, wait a minute, I feel like something's missing in my life. I feel like no matter what I achieve or how many people I please or all the accolades I get, I still feel like something's missing. It's almost always an indication that you have a lack of self-worth and it's time to build up your self-worth or your identity. But it typically shows itself in three ways. And by the way, it's why I wrote Worthy, because it's like, what are the tools we can apply to our lives right now that literally build your self-worth? Because it impacts every area of your life. And so when you have low self-worth, it often looks like you're stuck and you don't know why. And you might think like, oh, I want to write the book, or I want to launch the business, or I want to, you know, get on the dating app or whatever it is, but you're stuck. And you might be crushing it in some areas of your life, but others you're stuck in. And when you feel stuck, we often tell ourselves like, oh, I just need more experience, or I need more skills, or I need all these things of why we're stuck. When really the real reason is almost always because we do not believe we are worthy of the thing. And when we don't believe we're worthy of it, we will stay stuck and we won't go for it. And that's when you have low self-worth. When you have low to medium self-worth, what that often looks like is you'll go for the thing, you'll go for it, but then you'll sabotage it along the way. It looks like that you want a life partner and you met somebody and they're amazing and you decide to put them in the friend zone or that you're just not attracted to them. Because by the way, when it comes to self-worth, we only attract the level of love that reflects the level of love we have for ourselves. So when we feel unworthy at a core level, we will not be attracted to good people. We'll put them in the friend zone and we will be attracted to someone who hurts us and call it attraction to bad boys or whatever the word we give it. It looks like, you know, you start writing the book and you go and all of a sudden you have half a manuscript done and then you stop and you don't know why. It looks like you met a really cool friend and you want new friends in your life as an adult, but then you just decide not to follow up and you don't reply to their text. Like we will sabotage things when we don't believe we're worthy of them and we won't know why. And then the third way it shows up is if you have medium to high self-worth, you'll go for the things. You'll go, you'll accomplish it, you'll crush it. You might even make it happen at the highest level, but you'll arrive at it feeling like something's missing, like you're not enough, it's not enough. And it becomes a never-ending perpetual cycle to nowhere. So for anyone listening, for any of those three things that they've sort of like shown up in your life, that is an indication of building the need to build strong self-worth, because exactly what you just said, Lori, at the top is like, whatever you achieve, whatever level you go to, you still take you with you. And so many people don't realize, and they're not even aware of or tuned into who is the you inside of you. And literally that's your identity piece. That is your identity piece. That's where self-worth lives. And it is the one thing that changes everything.
Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to share with you that this podcast, Earn Your Happy, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. Truly, this is like one of the most exciting things that has ever happened to me. I'm telling you, I no longer feel like I'm doing this alone, and I actually get to collaborate with the people who host the podcast that I'm obsessed with, like that I have been listening to myself, who inspired me to start a podcast, who have taught me about how to go and do the thing, like the original people who got me motivated through listening to their podcasts. You guys, a bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and to support shows and brands that we believe in. And one of my friends are also on this network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to their show. You guys, I just had Danielle Canty on of the Boss Babe podcast. She co-hosts it with her other amazing co-host and one of my friends, Natalie Ellis. You guys, you can go check out that podcast on mine. It's episode 925, and Danielle and I talk all about burnout and how that could be showing up in your life, and most importantly, how to prevent it. But I want to tell you, if you have not gone and checked out the Boss Babe podcast yet, go subscribe, because it is one of the largest online communities for ambitious women and female entrepreneurs. And I know that if you're listening to the show, chances are that's probably you. You guys, they have 3.6 million followers and 380,000 subscribers. The Boss Babe podcast is the place where they share real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. Most of all, you guys, truly, these women are in my life. Danielle and Natalie are people that I text on a weekly, monthly basis when I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel stuck. What should I do? I tune into their podcast, you guys, to learn. Even though they're my friends, I am still like crazy obsessed with this podcast because I learn something new every single time I listen. It makes me be a better podcaster. It makes me be a better businesswoman. It just makes me be better and more confident out in the world because they're so real and raw. And I can tell you that in the moments where I have had horrible days, down days, I've either gone and listened to this podcast or I've texted them, because these are the people who truly get it. You want to listen to the people who are walking in the same footsteps that you are. You guys, go check out the Boss Babe podcast. You're not going to be sorry. And it's just going to like make you way smarter, and you're going to have way more fun. So go check it out.
Hey, y'all, if you didn't know, Earn Your Happy is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. This is so exciting to me because I have been looking for a really good home for the show for, I can't even tell you, years, literally. And now I've finally been able to come together and collaborate with other people who have incredible shows, and I want to share them with you. One of the shows is Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. And you guys, if you don't know about the beginning of my career, I literally started with Brennan Bouchard's work. It's how I launched one of my very first online courses and membership sites, was because he gives so much advice that you can integrate and implement immediately. And that's what you're going to get on the show. Not just motivation, but you're going to learn exactly how to get your stuff out in the world. And not just that, but Brennan runs in the most incredible group of humans who are really doing the thing out in the world that you want to be doing. So go check it out. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I promise you, this is going to be one of those shows that no matter when you tune in, you're going to get value. Like, it's not one of those that you're like, God, I listened for 30 minutes and I didn't get what I wanted. Like, from the beginning, you're going to get something that changes your life or changes your business. So go check it out. Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I know you're going to love it. I'm obsessed.
Oh God, I know you give so many tips in the book. You even give five quick tips on helping change your self-worth. But one of the things in here that I wanted to touch on was changing your relationship with rejection and failure, because so many people, we know that this is a huge block for people. They, you know, don't have a couple things that don't go well, or, you know, someone, they're still stuck on something that someone told them in fifth grade, or an old relationship, or whatever that looks like. So can you tell me a little bit about how you perceive failure now? Because there's no way, Jamie, that you've gotten to where you are without failing multiple times.
It's funny. So Lori, there is an entire chapter in Worthy, chapter 2, as you know, which is the one you're talking about, which is called When You Change Your Relationship with Rejection, You Change Your Entire Life. And it was actually going to be my third book. But I didn't want to wait 2 more years because you have to wait 2 years for it to come. I was like, no, like this has to be out there. Yeah. And so we made it chapter 2 of Worthy. And exactly what you said. There's even a quote in there, by the way, that I it's how I explain this to my kids. But then I realized, wait, I need this quote just as much as them. We're talking about how the people who succeed the most are the people who fail the most because they're the ones who try the most. And that is like, you can look across any industry, and you'll see that. Mm-hmm. And in building at Cosmetics for my living room, I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of rejections and no after no after no after no. And a lot of people see the outcome, or maybe they're like, oh, she founded it at Cosmetics. They Google it and they see like, oh, wow, L'Oreal bought it for over $1 billion cash. Like, it looks like a fairy tale. And what a lot of people don't realize is that, oh no, we were teetering on bankruptcy for years. It was literally every person I put on a pedestal who was an expert, who ran a huge beauty retailer, retail store or department store or online store, all of them said no, and that they never thought it was going to work. And it was rejection after rejection after rejection. And for so many of us, we believe after we get one no, or we fail and fall flat on our face 2 times, that we all of a sudden think it's some indication of the potential of our success. And it's not. And as you know, everything in life is just the meaning we attach to it.
Yes.
So in building at Cosmetics, I was going through years and years of rejection. And there was one painful rejection in particular where I was just crying myself just under my covers. And every time, and I realized every time I got rejected or failed, my first thought was always, oh, yep, there's proof I'm not enough. And what I realize is, because as human beings, we're wired to avoid pain at all costs, if the meaning we attach to rejection or failure is painful, and for many of us it is. So like everyone listening to us right now, if they just imagine yourself getting rejected or failing, and when you think, what's the first thought you think? Without really thinking about it, but just like, what's the first thought you think if you get rejected or failed? For me, most of my life, it's, yep, I'm not enough. For a lot of people, it's thoughts like, I'm stupid, I shouldn't have even tried. Who do I think I am? I'm a loser. I'm never going to, like, on and on and on, right? When we have those thoughts, that is our current definition of rejection and failure. That's the meaning we attach to it. And so for so many of us, it's so painful that we're going to avoid it. We're going to stay stuck. We're not going to go for the thing. We're going to hold back. We're going to play it small. And in this book, I go through a 4-part framework on exactly what I did to go from getting hundreds of rejections and failures to reframing all of them and literally deciding. Like, I decided, I remember this day under my covers, Lori, after this, like the most painful rejection, I remember that day Googling everyone I admired most in business, thought leaders, people that have changed the world, it like helped heal the world through love, like just Googling all of them and reading their stories and realizing like, oh, every single one of them has had countless rejections and failures. They're just the brave ones willing to keep going anyways. And that day I wrote out, rejection does not mean I'm not enough. Rejection means I'm one of the brave ones willing to keep going anyways. It's a victory. Wow. And that day I decided to start building a toolbox of new definitions, of new meanings that are empowering and inspiring, that I'm going to attach and decide rejection and failure mean. And I literally, I retrained my brain. I rewired my neural pathways. And every time I started getting rejection, my first default would be to go back to, yeah, I'm not enough, and start. But then I would intercept it and I would literally intentionally go, no. I know this to be true. This rejection's a victory. It means I'm one of the brave ones willing to go for it. I'm not going to sit on the sidelines of life living in regret. Like, this rejection's a victory. Like, and I literally believe that. And I started accumulating these new definitions, right? Rejection's God's protection. all of these things I know in my soul to be true. And then I took it to another level. And this is where it hits our self-worth. The third level in the four-part framework I go into in Worthy about rejection is to revisit past rejections and failures, because so many of us have people that have hurt us, have let us down. Maybe it's in our childhood, they did not love us the way we needed to be loved. It could be in our adult life, someone that just shattered and broke our heart. It could be a recent thing with a friend who pulled the rug out from underneath us, or a partner who totally betrayed our trust. Or it could be, you know, a job we really wanted and they didn't see our value. We didn't get it. Or something, you know, like we didn't get invited to the party. A friend didn't include us. There's so many ways we get rejected. And a lot of times when we have a lot of, you know, or we let ourselves down, by the way, right? We feel like we hurt someone else. We failed. We made so many mistakes. And when all those things happen, they of course hurt our confidence in the short term. But when we let them actually take root, and instead of going, oh, I failed, we start to think I'm a failure, or, oh, I was rejected or failed so many times, I'm a reject, I'm a failure, I'm unwanted. That's when it takes root and chips away at our self-worth. And so in the book, in Worthy, I go into the four-part framework on how to revisit any of these things and literally redefine them and reattach a new meaning to things that have already happened in the past. And this is huge, because it literally, when you do this in your life, it almost feels like weights of these labels, like start to, like you're breaking free of them. It tastes like freedom. And, you know, and I have a whole toolbox of how I do this in my life that has helped me become fearless over rejection or over failure. You know, even to this day, Lori, like, you know, let's just say I have a friend that doesn't invite me to something and it really hurts my feelings, or someone just doesn't see my value, or whatever it might be. Instead of me thinking like, oh, I'm not enough, all the things, I will assign a new meaning to it that I believe in my soul and know is true. And I will literally, like, one of my favorite ones is I'll imagine God saying to me, oh, you weren't rejected. I hid your value from them because they're not assigned to your destiny. And I'll believe it. And so if you and I are hanging out and someone's there and they don't like me, like, you know, instantly I'll be like, oh yeah. And it's so instant for me now. It's such a habit now. I'll instantly just tell myself to myself, oh yeah, God's blocking my value from them because they're not assigned to my destiny. Oh, and that is how I do not let it take root. It's how I put all the tools in to build my self-worth. I don't let it chip away at my identity. So, you know, for anybody, and by the way, you, me, anyone else who's ever built anything, I guarantee you they've gone through so many rejections and failures. And what I love and honor so much about you, what I try to do as well, is to share these and help people feel less alone and more enough. Because they happen to all of us. But I guarantee you right now, there's going to be so many people sitting here listening to us that are having an aha moment, realizing, oh, wow, you know, I have been doubting myself out of my own destiny. I've been assigning so much, you know, pain to the fear of rejection and failure. I've thought I am a reject or a failure. And this will be a big breakthrough, because when you implement these tools, again, I know we started with this concept that everything in life is the meaning we attach to it. You have the power to attach new meaning, right? And similarly to your worth, like the most beautiful thing is that this isn't a foreign language you'll have to learn. Like literally right now, every person listening, it does not matter your past mistakes. It doesn't matter your past failures. It doesn't matter any of that. You right now, exactly as you are fully worthy. Nobody can give that to you or take it away. Like, you are. And it's all about unlearning the lies that have you believing you're not. And that's what's so beautiful about this journey. But it is the most powerful journey I believe each of us are on in our lifetime, is learning to believe we are worthy of stepping into all of who we are and all of our potential and the person that we're truly born to be, which is just fully us. We've just learned to not be fully us in this lifetime.
Oh, Jamie, there are so many things in this book as I was going through it. like you had just said, the learning, the unlearning of all the lies, and you list out a ton of different lies that are so common that I hear all of the time from women that I have told myself. Other things that are in here, you guys, because I'm just going to leave them with cliffhangers because it is so good. Other things in here that I loved was talking about authenticity and inauthenticity in business, and how to be authentic in business, and how that just attracts all of the right people to you. I really loved when you talked about confusing approval with love. That one hit me in such a big way. And you guys, she even talks about a small stint where she went to jail, and it's a shame busting story, you guys. So if you have anything that you're feeling kind of shameful about, Jamie, I don't know if you know this, but I didn't graduate high school, and forever that held me back. And you have so many stories in here that if I would have gotten this book even 10 years ago, this would have helped me move so much faster. So I know it's going to just help so many people. And I want to do a book giveaway. So you guys, for Jamie, because this book is out February 20th, and you're donating all the proceeds, correct?
100%. Yep, 100%. You and I talked about this offline right before. There's stuff I've never shared in here, and stuff I pulled out of this book and added it back in, because I just know there are so many people who feel like their past disqualifies them from success or from their future. They feel like where they come from or their past regrets or mistakes or any of that, you know, somehow limits them from where they can go. And, or maybe there's stuff that there's shame that people have been holding on to. And I think it's so easy in this day and age to Google people and say, oh, they have it all together, or they can't understand, you know, some of the stuff I've gone through. And so, yeah, there's some real stuff I share in here about mistakes in my past, about the kind of people I was attracted to because I didn't believe I was worthy, the kind of mistakes that I've made, the kind of impact low self-worth has had on my life. And I wanted to share it because when people just Google my story and they think, oh, wow, she, you know, created a $1 billion business and, you know, but knowing that every one of us, often most of us, have gone through times we're ashamed of, times we're embarrassed, times we make mistakes, times that if we don't share these things together, we get tempted to think that we're alone in them, need to hide them, and are somehow not qualified to go after our dreams. And, you know, when you have low self-worth, and I have had low self-worth most of my life, I have not believed in myself most of my life. There are stories I share, by the way, even after I sold my business for $1 billion, was on the Forbes list, but all the world was telling me every measure of success I had. And I was still sabotaging things because I, deep down inside, I didn't believe I was worthy of them. So I share what that looks like in here with the intention of like ever since I sabotaged stuff, even after achieving every measure of worldly success I knew of, that was when I realized, oh, wow, I have a lot of confidence, but I don't have self-worth. And, you know, it was 3 years ago, I became obsessed with studying self-worth and with learning to build the tools of how to build it in my life. But, you know, when we don't believe we're enough as we are, and we have some self-worth to build, like, approval, like we get confused, and approval starts looking like love, and significance starts looking like, you know, success, and outward praise starts looking like worthiness. And none of those three things are. And so I know you're giving away some books. I'm so excited about that. Thank you. But this is like, this is the thing. And whether someone is just like, oh, I just want to level up in my business. Okay. You want to double your success? You double your self-worth. That is how you start. You want to double your net worth? You double your self-worth. Like, literally, it is the one thing that will change everything in your life. Because, and I know we started out the conversation this way, but in life, you don't get what you want. You get what you believe you're worthy of. It is the thing. It is the thing that impacts every area of your life. Anyways, I'm excited. Thank you for all the teases. Yeah, there's so many good chapters in here. There's
I know. I had two pages of notes that I was like, we're never gonna get to a quarter of this, but we're gonna try. All right. No, I'm so excited. I think this is going to be one of those game-changing books. I already know that it is. Like I said, you guys, her last book was so incredible and this one is no different. And I'm already obsessed with it. I have not totally finished it yet, but I can't wait because there's nothing better than having a great book to get to read tomorrow morning. Yay. So you guys, we are going to do a book giveaway. I am going to give away a free book to the first 20 people who share this. All you have to do is tag Jamie and tag myself. So Jamie, what's your Instagram handle for everyone?
Yeah, it's @JamieKernLima on Instagram. Yeah.
Okay. So tag Jamie, tag myself, and let her know what your biggest takeaway was from this podcast. So the more you guys share, I'm going to send the first 20 people a book. And then that also helps this book get out because she is donating all of this, you guys. And it's just going to, you should buy them for all of your friends as well, because it's going to change their lives. And I know I'm going to be giving this to some of my friends too. So Jamie, I'm so grateful for you. Anything else that you want to share? Any last thing?
You know, thank you so much, Lori. My big ask with everyone is when you get your book, when you get your copy of Worthy, literally exactly what you just said is when you're done with it, give it to another woman, give it to another person. When I think about how 80% of us don't believe we're enough, like literally the time for change has come. No girl, no woman, no person left behind, and knowing they're worthy. And Lori, in the very back of the book, I did an old school in the hardcover one. It's just coming out. Library card. Remember like old school library?
Yeah, of course.
My vision is that, you know, for every person who gets their book, like when you're done with it, write your name in that library card, write the name of another person and pass your book on to them. Mm. If you've made so many notes that you don't want to give your book up, then if you gift one to someone, write your name in it and then give that to them in the library card. I just have this dream of it getting passed from person to person. Like every one of us collectively can create a movement out of this where girls and women and people learn to believe they're worthy. And that is when the world changes.
Amazing. I'm so grateful for you. I know that you have made such a huge impact in my life. And I just feel like because of you, I truly feel like anything is possible. And that is the biggest gift you can ever give to someone. I know that gift is going to be given through this book. So you guys make sure you go follow Jamie, let her know what your biggest takeaway was, give her a tag, and I will be reaching out and sending you a book. Okay. Until next time, everyone, earn your happy. Bye-bye. Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody gonna be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so.
You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.